Make a better connection with your friends on Facebook. Use the hottest voice conferencing service around. Call from TalkShoe.com. That's Talk, like I'm doing now, and Shoe, as on your feet.com.
PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 67. PHPBB Weekly is the podcast, usually the live podcast, where we talk all about the PHPBB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. I am your co-host, Douglas Bell, from San Francisco, California, where it is very, very hot.
And I'm your co-host, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life, from Spokane, Washington, where it's also fairly hot.
But I beat you.
Yes, you do.
It's like 95 degrees. Actually, it's going to be really hot where I'm going. Tomorrow I'm leaving for Sacramento, and that's like almost desert there. It's like going to be in the 90s the whole time I'm there, which is ridiculous.
It's really unusual. Today is going to be 88. Tomorrow is 95, so it is very, very warm, unusually warm.
This is opposite here in San Francisco. Today's 95. Tomorrow's supposed to be 88.
Yeah.
Has anybody been keeping count of how many times we've opened up our episodes talking about the weather?
I don't know. We've done that a whole lot.
We've done it at least twice, maybe three times, I think. I don't know. It's fun small talk. Anywho, this is the only episode this month when David and I are actually going to be on at the same time for the whole episode. But we're not doing this live because of all our crazy work/travel/miscellaneous stuff. This month, I'm leaving to a mock state government thing called Boys State, which is happening in Sacramento, which I was nominated by my school for, and so all expenses are paid. So that's that.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. I just don't have a very clear idea of what it's going to be like, so I'll probably find out as it goes on. But I don't know. Who knows about? Maybe I'll run for mock governor. Who knows?
For mock governor.
Actually, right. I'm packing my laptop. It said on there, anyone who wants to work on the newspaper staff, bring your laptop. So let's see if I remember any of my non-existent design skills.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find more about that on my blog, of course. So PHPBB Weekly is not affiliated with the PHPBB teams at phpbb.com. And we are sponsored, as always, by GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold an online meeting from your computer, right from your wonderfully air-conditioned office, so that you don't have to go outside into the hot, hot, hot heat of wherever you may happen to be and have to drive over or fly over to whoever you need to meet with. With GoToMeeting, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com during your conference call so they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen so you can get more done in less time from the comfort of your air-conditioned living or working space. You notice how I love just localizing these adverts to whatever we're talking about? It's wonderful. Try GoToMeeting free right now for 30 days. Go to GoToMeeting.com/techpodcasts for a free 30-day trial. Okay, so this is going to be kind of a short episode because you got to work and I got to pack, but we wanted to go through a couple of things. And we started first by having you, David, wrap up from the weekend you spent last weekend in Vancouver for Joomla Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting episode we had.
Yeah, it was. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to go back and listen to it. I've been just insanely busy this week.
I don't blame you.
I got back. We actually got back Wednesday morning at about 3 a.m. So, and then I had to get up at about 9 a.m. So I didn't get a whole lot of sleep. But
did you do that the day you went to Vancouver too?
That was I got there at 6 a.m. and got up 2 hours later. So
that would be worse.
Yeah, it was.
David, just be glad you didn't have to go through the jet lag like I did. I don't know what's up with my sleeping pattern this past week.
You're talking about going to China and back, right?
15-hour time difference.
Mm-hmm.
That was miserable. Anyway, back to you.
All right. Well, let's see. We had a fantastic time, first of all, at Lundinvasion. Of course, got to meet. I'm sorry. I get them so mixed up. I'm at Joomla Day.
Hey, David, did you buy a time machine recently?
Yes, I did. So we got to meet many of the core team members, notably Louis Landry, Brad
Kim
Baker,
Yay.
Anthony, and there was a couple others. I don't remember their names off the top of my head. If I went to their profile page, I'd be able to pick them out. But got to meet several of them, and they had some interesting comments to make about the PHBB software. I think they really enjoy it. They'd like to see – it's kind of funny. Each of them has their own little thing that they would like added to PHBB.
Don't we
so
all?
That, yeah. So it was kind of funny to hear all their comments, and especially coming from developers of another open source project, which is certainly a unique perspective because they're not in the bulletin board world. You know, they're in the CMS industry. So so their perspective is quite a bit different than any of ours and any of the, you know, any of our whole thing is, you know, the bulletin board, which really in the CMS industry is just an extension. It's just kind of a plug-in to a website. It's not really what powers your website, whereas Joomla is what powers a website. And so really that's – you kind of have this big difference between the two. But they had a lot of really good suggestions. But one thing I really like about Joomla is actually the way the project is run, how everybody in the project has an equal voice. You know, they don't go through a whole committee. It's like if you gave them a suggestion, they could do something about it. Pretty much any one of their team members could do something about it. And they have team members for everything from fundraising to events planning to core team development to the sites and infrastructure, which is like the website team on phbb.com. Wow. They have a lot of different team members that handle a lot of different things, not just core duties, but
– interesting you compare them to the websites team at phbb.com because the websites team on phbb.com is one person.
Technically, one person is sort of more of an invisible team, really, because
I'm about page.
Right. It's technically speaking, you know, DHN is the only person on the website team, but there are probably 10 other people who are on the website team who are not listed under the website team.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Well,
they used to be.
So really, it's because. Well, I don't really know why that is, but that's the way it is. Everybody can – there's a lot of different people that can contribute to the website directly and modify the website and you know, make changes and stuff like that. So, but you have on – in Joomla, you have these dedicated teams to these different aspects that you know, phbb.com doesn't have. But I think really the big thing that strikes me about Joomla is that they have a massive, massive development community. I mean you know how it's like 90 – it seems like 95% of our users are our end users, people who barely have trouble turning on the computer. Well, that's going to offend somebody. But I'm talking about you know, just basically you have site administrators themselves. You know, certainly they're competent, so that's not really an issue. But site administrators, but not necessarily developers. You know, you have somebody who owns a specific site who has installed PHPBB. They won't be able to go in and just modify it at will or create mods for it, develop extensions and plugins and customizations and stuff like that. Now, you know, we of course do have a fairly large community of modders and stylers, but when you look at the Joomla community, it really doesn't compare. Because Joomla has a lot of professional developers who are part of the project, not just part of the core team, but actually they're associated with the project. Hmm. You know, their career. You know, there are people like we get a lot of mod authors for PHPBB.com. Their full time job is not programming, is not software engineering, is not PHP development.
Yeah,
you know,
like a hobby.
Yeah, it's more of a hobby, and so you don't have the career coders, whereas the Joomla has a lot of – their community is made up of career coders that, although not necessarily on the Joomla teams, are working with Joomla to create extensions and plugins and also just other sites and stuff like that. And
you think
I think some of it
think to start doing some PHP BB mods too.
Probably not because just because you know again the focus is completely different between PHP BB and Joomla. You know you have Joomla's focus is CMS, it's content management system for an entire website. It's like you know we had at the conference there. There were several people who are not part of the Joomla team giving presentations, and it was like, here's my project that I'm working on that's powered.
That's what those project spotlights were, so that was on the website.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know what they were until we actually went to Joomla Day. They are project spotlights. They are people who built their websites off of Joomla, and it's kind of interesting because you go to those sites and you can't – you know how you go to a PHP BB form and immediately –
it's recognizable, sub-silver or pro-silver.
Even if they have their own custom style,
you can still tell.
You can immediately identify, hey, this is a PHP BB board. It can be a completely different style, and you can still immediately identify it as a PHP BB board.
Even then, you can almost always identify it's either sub-silver or pro-silver based. I could go to the Joomla one right now, and I think it was sub-silver based, from what I recall correctly.
Yeah, I don't remember. You mean the Joomla.org
forums? I looked at it last week, and I'm pretty sure it was sub-silver based from what it looked like.
I don't remember, but
I'll find out.
yeah,
silver based, exact same icons, even. it's too easy.
What's the URL?
Forum.joomla.org. Forum being singular.
That would explain it. Joomla.com. I knew that.
Org.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's pro silver based.
No.
That's not sub-silver based. That's pro-silver based.
Oh, you're right. Now I see it. Okay. David, I'm ready to move on. PHP Weekly is all yours. I no longer belong here. I can't even differentiate between sub-silver and pro-silver.
You recognize the icons.
Especially when sub-silver is my baby. It's time for me to go.
Yeah.
I love sub-silver.
It's pro silver based, but okay. So you navigate there just immediately by looking at it. You can definitely tell that it is powered by PHP BB. The form is powered by PHP BB,
and the footer helps a bit too.
But it's kind of interesting. You go into these Joomla sites; there isn't anything that identifies it as a Joomla board.
Not even the footer.
A Joomla. Not even the footer for many of them. It's kind of interesting. You go to. I navigated to a Joomla site a couple days ago, and I looked around. I'm like, gosh, you can't even tell. It's because the Joomla – and it's kind of interesting. Joomla sites are all unique. They're all really unique. You can't go, oh, that was created by Joomla. Now, I don't know. Maybe some of the Joomla developers and support staff can look at a site and go, that was developed by Joomla. But for the most part, I can't identify – a Joomla site just by looking at it.
See, that's different because even on like WordPress, I actually have a way to tell pretty easily if it's powered by WordPress. I can kind of tell based on, you know, what the comment box and the sidebars look like.
WordPress again is another one that's easy to identify, but also WordPress,
not as easy as PHP BB, granted, but.
Yeah. Also, WordPress is like an extension. In fact, they had a conference or one of their presentations at Joomla Day. He was talking about the different plugins the different extensions for Joomla. And he's like, you know, you have a gallery software is going to handle gallery a lot better than like a built-in component to Joomla. A bulletin board software like PHP BB is going to do forums a lot better than a built-in component to Joomla.
Because that's a speciality.
Right, and same thing with like WordPress. Mm-hmm. So you have
compare PHP BB's forum software, dedicated forum software to have you heard of Expression Engine?
I have not. No.
It used to be. Have you heard of P Machine?
Nope.
Both CMSs. P Machine's old and gone, and Expression Engine is what it's called now, and it's done by this group, and they make their own forum module for it. And so I'll just use it as an example because it's all I know about. But as like PHP BB is going to be so much more of a forum software, even the vBulletin or something like that, than something like that module for that existing CMS is. And that's because PHP BB is focused on it just being a forum software and they've had all this experience. There's the other one, the main feature is it tacks on to the CMS. It's not, they don't care as much about the feature experience because their main focus is that it tacks on.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, Joomla's...
That's why I like Joomla's approach here.
Joomla's thing is really to be a framework. It's, you know, it's a back-end. It delivers content, you know, because the web is a developing entity, and it's dynamic now. You can't really make static pages anymore on the web and expect to survive as a website. Now,
could you please tell that to our United States government? I was just on their website today for looking up roll call votes from the House of Representatives. Uh-huh. I mean, looking at just a roll call vote, you have to go down, bury down pages and pages to even figure out what the heck the bill means. It should say what it is.
But the website still may be dynamic. It's still, you know, the front page may not be the same from day to day or week to week.
Nah, I don't think it's dynamic. I think it's just some person is paid to update it all the time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why does it take a full day to get those things up there?
Right. Well, even take like a photographer's site. You know, they may not update that significantly, but their gallery will be updated continuously. And so their site is going to be dynamic. You know, even though their main section, their main pages aren't really going to change often at all. But then at the same time, you can have updates and news and you know, stuff like that that will change dynamically. But it's still... You know, it's still even to have a gallery on there, all of a sudden you have a dynamic site. You don't have a static site anymore. Anything that that can be changed through a feed or updating something through administration control panel, posting an update, that doesn't mean that you're uploading something via FTP, for example, to completely change the page. That's a dynamic website.
Mm-hmm.
So really Joomla is, of course, the framework that allows people to generate these pages, their websites, without having to code any actual HTML themselves and is able to run their sites, and they can install extensions to do third-party things like PHBBB, which is like an extension to Joomla. You know, so that's really how different it is than, say, WordPress or PHPBB or any other bulletin board software. But going back to what I was talking about, the product spotlights, again, the websites, they're all really unique. They're all different, certainly. Some of them fairly big projects, some of them small projects. This one guy showed this project that he did for his parents, for physicians, that was like a $15,000 website, and it was powered by the Joomla framework. Kind of gives you an idea how much building a dynamically powered website would cost.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, it was great, really. There was a lot of good presentations and some bad presentations too. Well, not necessarily bad presentations, but it was kind of you get a mix of it's like, gosh, she's hard to listen to.
Same happened at WordCamp. You know, there'll be some where like there's one, I'm trying to remember which one, like one of the Google guys talking about SEO, and he's like, had everyone's attention. Then some other guy who's like some kind of person who, you know, came up with the idea of the blog before it was called the blog, and he was so boring, and everyone just pretty much went on an IRC at that time point.
So,
about how boring the guy was.
That's what we did a couple times at Joomla Day. Okay, everybody hops on IRC when they get bored of listening. But, you know, what's kind of interesting about that is you have people who are really, really, really experienced and knowledgeable in a certain field, in a certain topic. And they may be able to do something really well with the web, but I'll be darned if they can speak. You know, they can't talk about it worth a flip, but they can do it.
That's the good thing about podcasters. You know they can speak. Actually, you probably know, but they can just ramble on random stuff all the time, and then no one ever cares about. But
exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, they're not radio hosts or anything.
Yeah.
So
we're halfway there.
Halfway there.
Hey, if you own a radio station and you want to get us on your show, I tell you, we can do great bumpers. Call us.
Yeah. So, well, I would say probably the most entertaining presentation was probably Louis Landry. He's a core team member that his job is communication. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but let's see. They, as we know, they have a fundraising team, an events team. They have a communications team, a PR team. They have the architecture and sites team, and then their development team, their QA team, their extensions team, their template team, their international support team. So they have all these different teams, and they got a boatload of people in, and they have different ranks and stuff. You know how, like, pretty much on PHP.com, if you're a team member, you have global moderator permissions. Well, not really global moderator permissions. You have moderator permissions for pretty much everything except anything outside of your forum, of the forums that you're in charge of, except the global moderators, which are in charge of just moderating.
Mm.
But anyway, in the Joomla, you have different levels of groups. So you have the core developers, which are kind of at the highest level, and then you have the other core team members, which are that second level, and then you have teams where a lot of community members participate in those particular teams, kind of like what we have now for the QA team on phpbb.com. They have a lot of those different kinds of teams that are not actual core team members, but they're part of teams that do something with Joomla. They're very it's a community that is very, very contribution-oriented. You have lots of community members are very much tied in with contributing to the Joomla project, even if they're not core team members. So I find that I found that kind of interesting and really very cool for the project. And
anything there that PHPBB could perhaps consider emulating, like are the things ideas to bring to the team, saying, "Hey, what if we tried something like this?"
Yeah, I don't know. Again, the way we have it set up is that kind of thing is up to the team leaders.
I know it's up to the team leaders and might not go through, but I'd be curious to know, are they considering some of these things? Because when you're a foreign exchange student and you kind of get new ideas from other cultures and things like that, it almost feels as though we're currently engaged in a foreign exchange partnership with Joomla, and it's almost as though we get to sort of learn, get ideas from each other. And you always talked about getting new angles on feature requests from them as a start, and, you know, possibly. I'd be curious to know some of these things about this because, you know, it's uncharted territory, quite frankly.
Yeah, I think it is. One thing, I mentioned this before, I really love the way the Joomla project is run. They are run very well, very efficient. They have somebody handling
everything. They got 1.5 out much faster than we got 3.0 out.
That goes to something different.
I'm giving you a hard time. Don't worry about it.
I know, but I should go ahead and address it because I'm sure some people are going to wonder about that. I don't think the development and even the Joomla development is sort of this way too. The Joomla core team, the phpbb.com development core team, their standards need to be very, very high.
Mm-hmm.
For accepting members, accepting code, you know, they need to have a certain level of expertise that they should expect from each of their team members. And, you can't just let just anybody there. You've got to have a very, very high standard. Whereas like a QA team member, for example, or even an events planner member, they don't have to have many qualifications. If somebody wants to do something, they put them in, they say, okay, here you go. There's that position. We're not saying, okay, what kind of qualifications do you have? You have to have blah, blah, you know, X, Y, and Z to fit this position. They don't do that. It's like, if you want to contribute to the project, we're going to find a way for you to contribute to the project. And so in doing that, they have a lot of community participation. They have like a bug squad team, which are not core team members, but they're
– sponsored by Raid.
Yeah. They are they're members that are like, hey, I want to contribute. I'm a coder of some kind, or I would like to – they may even be part of the QA team that said, all right, you know, I want to be part of the bug squad. And they'll have localized events. Like they'll have a localized event in Seattle, Washington. They'll say, let's get the bug squad together. Everybody in Seattle, Washington, they'll get together for what they call pizza and they have pizza and – I don't know, something else. But then they just sit around a table and they discuss and they talk about bugs and they squish bugs while they're there. And what these particular guys do is they may not be complete developers, but they're not really newbies to the development world. You kind of have them in the middle, and they'll find bugs. The guys that are more experienced in programming will submit patches, specifically patches, and then the development team will take those patches and modify it and apply it as necessary. Now,
I got an idea. I've been trying to come up with a thing for your pizza, Ann. How about this? Pizza and bug poison.
Yes, ant poison. Okay. Ant traps.
No, bug traps. Poison for Joomla bugs.
Yeah. So they have this system in place where they have all these people contributing to report bugs and fix bugs, not just reporting bugs. Like right now, the way we have it is people can report bugs and they could submit patches, but we don't really have a way that is really – we don't have a facility that makes that really easy for people to do. That it sort of has to be is like, okay, if I want to submit a patch, I'll just post it in there and they can look at it. But the way that they have a system set up is where they can actually submit a patch to a repository branch, and then the developers can, take from that directly and apply it. So it's kind of neat how they have got that going on. And so they're very efficient in their bug department because of that. And so that was kind of cool. But again, it's really the whole concept is that everybody has an equal voice, and anybody who wants to participate, they'll find a way for them to participate and contribute to the project.
That's open source, ladies and gentlemen. That is what open source is all about.
Yeah, well,
in my opinion,
it's not necessarily about being open source. It's about It's about community participation.
For me, that's what I think is the most important thing about open source, community participation. That's my personal opinion, but that's what I think is the most important.
And, I know –
that's why this is an open source podcast.
Yeah.
We're all about community participation. You tell us what to talk about. What we think about doesn't matter.
We talk about what we want to talk about. No,
exactly.
I'm kidding. But that's – that's what I – those are just some of the things that I really, really love about the Joomla organization. And they're growing extremely fast. They're just exploding. And when their developers – when their core team members – see what happened with Mambo, and this is what I've heard. I don't really have the full story, and this is kind of what I've heard. Bits and pieces. You remember – that Joomla is a split from Mambo, right? It's a fork basically.
Yes.
Well, basically what happened was a company purchased Mambo, and they were trying to control everything. They were trying to control the development. They were trying to control the project and, everything. It's like if you have
company takeovers. That's why I was so happy for Yahoo when they
– Yeah. Well, when say like you were a core team member in Mambo and you had an idea, you couldn't really do anything about it. You had submitted it to a somebody in charge.
Someone in a cubicle far away.
Yeah, and it was like whether they thought it was a good idea or not, and then they would have a committee, and it would take them a long time to decide if they wanted to implement something or not.
That's the awesome thing about Google is that they're actually not like that. If you've read about how they give all their employees like 20% time, which means that in the employee's day they get 20% of their work time to do whatever they want. They can make any project that they want. And that's how you get things like Google Labs. That's actually where things like Gmail and Google 411 and all this stuff came out, just from things that, these developers were just wasting time, coming up with ideas, pursuing goals, and then Google saw it and they liked it. But no,
I've had some of my best inspiration when I'm just screwing around.
Exactly.
And if you're not just developing for a project, it's amazing what you can come up with when you're just sort of screwing around and coming up with ideas, playing with ideas. And when doing that, you can.
The fact that I have 6 gigabytes of email storage space on someone else's computer somewhere is because somebody screwed around, and that's awesome.
Yeah, it absolutely is true, though.
Exactly.
It's
oversimplified,
funny,
but true.
Right, but I don't really know, how Google handles that, but the whole thing. But it's
you're talking about the company that took over Mambo, which wasn't as awesome as Google.
Right, yeah. And so they were just trying to control everything. They actually were monitoring their emails and I don't know what other kind of communication from the core team members. And, it was like what Brad told me. He says, if you told me you had an idea for something in Mambo, I'd say, well, I'll bring it to the discussion of the members in charge and see what they can do or see what they think. Whereas he said, now if you have an idea for Joomla and you tell it to me, I can do something about it and it will likely happen if it's a good idea. You know, so it was like any team member has an equal voice. It was kind of interesting. There was nobody who was really above everybody else. All the core team members have equal voice.
And that's another reason why open source rocks. Mm-hmm. Because it's not controlled by some guy who's trying to, you know, fulfill the bottom line and keep the stockholders happy.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. And certainly their big strong point is their large development community and their huge community participation. I mean, you have Joomla Day events happening every month or every couple of months, and they're all paid for because they have this fundraising team. So they do fundraising and events planning team, and they do them all, you know, everywhere, and they have huge, you know, pretty good sized turnouts. I mean, it's really not bad.
Come to San Francisco, please.
And not just San Francisco. I mean, we're talking.
Yeah, but I want to go.
I think PHPBB should get. We should be able to get to the point where we can do a PHPBB day anywhere we want to. An invasion day. I think all of them are going to be called invasion something.
That's wonderful. Whose idea was that to call it London Invasion?
Probably Yuri's. I don't know. He's in charge of them.
I don't know if it was his, but I've caught a couple of ideas of suspects that could be responsible for that. Not you.
Who knows? It could have come from anybody. But I think it would be fantastic if we were able to hold invasion days pretty much anywhere. Any large city. You know, Vancouver's a good-sized city. It could be held in Seattle, San Francisco, Sacramento.
Get a hotel, get a community center, do anything, you know.
Dallas, Texas, you know. So, you know, any pretty good-sized community center. And all the people there, they're all 90% from Vancouver. You know, there was people like myself and Brainy and Brad, Louis Landry, and most of the Joomla core team members came from outside of Vancouver, but pretty much the majority of the participants there live in Vancouver, and they got a good-sized turnout. And I know that's not all the Joomla members who live in Vancouver. That's just everybody who decided to come.
But I really think that doing these things is actually really good to really helping to build up, prop up your community, actually, because sometimes it could be something – if you have these in enough places, it could be something as basic as – some user reading this and saying, oh, you know, I'm in the area. What the heck? I'll go for the free food. And then they actually start to learn something, and it helps to make their own experience better. And then they actually start to learn more, a bit more about the community and the things, the thing around what they're using. And it helps them get more attached to it. And I really think that's very useful, you know.
Yeah, the other thing is there's not such a huge
– international now, so as an example.
Right. The other thing is there's not such a huge discrepancy between team members and community members, except for the core development team, which is really elite.
They're super team members.
But as far as just team members and community team members, there's not a huge disparity between team members and non-team members. There's so much participation between community and team members that line is sort of blurred. You have everybody participating who's involved in the project or who is interested in the project. They're participating in some way.
I agree.
And so that's, you know, that's fantastic when you see stuff like that.
Who would have thought I'd be friends with Matt Mullenweg back before I went to the first WordCamp? Before I got on the teams, I was afraid of the team. Folk members
at WordCamp. How many participants were there?
Wow, I think it would be a couple hundred. Got to be a couple. I believe. Yeah, I think it was between 300 and 500, somewhere in there.
Okay.
I know last year they did it on 2 days. One day, the Saturday and Sunday, and there were more people Saturday than Sunday. But it was standing room only on Saturday. It was amazing.
Wow, that's good. That's actually quite a few more than what we had at Joomla Day.
Yeah, and they've had them now in like Dallas. They've had one in China, one in Israel. I think they have one in South Africa soon.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, San Francisco will be on August 16th. I'm hoping to be there. Once they get the schedule out, I will know.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do PHP BB Weekly from there. So they get a T1 connection in. So T1 Wi-Fi for everybody, which is awesome.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have a better connection at LondonVision than we did at Joomla Day. I guess the library didn't supply them with the necessary equipment for their Wi-Fi. So Brad shared his wireless connection with the entire room, with everybody in there, and almost everybody was on a computer browsing the internet.
No wonder we had difficulties hearing you last week.
I think he processed 3 gigabytes of data in the day.
Wow. Only 3 gigabytes for how many people?
125, 130, I think.
In a whole day?
Well, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Oh, okay. So perhaps 5 gigabytes of bandwidth is more than I thought it was. I was looking at those wireless broadband cards the other day, just out of curiosity. It's like $60 a month for 5 gigabytes of bandwidth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I
can't afford one, but whatever.
When I was in Dallas, Texas, I did all my internet browsing on those broadband wireless cards because we didn't have internet at our apartment. Now, we had internet at our workplace, but every time I would come back to my apartment, I would browse the internet. And even watching some videos, I didn't do a whole lot of video watching because that saps up your bandwidth real fast. But mostly, you know, browsing internet, doing emails and programming and – you know, communication on inner forums and all that stuff, in a month, I probably used max 4 gigabytes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Awesome. Some people use a lot because of a lot of video browsing and stuff like that, but I didn't really.
Oh. Well, I got Wi-Fi at home, so I'm all right for now. So you had a good time at Joomla Day, and you also stayed a couple of extra days in Vancouver.
Actually, not really. We left Vancouver Sunday morning, so we just spent all of Saturday in Vancouver. Uh-huh.
How come you didn't get home till like Wednesday?
We took the ferry over to Vancouver Island. Spent all of Sunday there, at Vancouver Island.
Oh, what's there?
Oh gosh, they have some awesome stuff there. It was very cool. They had. They have some gardens, butterfly gardens, and I got some fantastic pictures of butterflies that you wouldn't believe. It's amazing. They have, of course, their Fisherman's Wharf. They have, too much stuff to see in one day. But we managed to stay one day, and then we took the ferry the next morning. We were actually, they wouldn't let us on. They're like, you know, we're full. And so we're like, oh, gosh, you know, there's only 3 ferries that leave that island per day.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, gosh, it destroys your whole day of tourists if you are trying to get to somewhere. They have a ferry at 10 in the morning, and then the next one is at 3 p.m. Mm. And so we're like, gosh, you know, we're going to waste 5 hours. But we came back, and we had an idea. They said a semi-truck canceled. They managed to practically plunge us into the ferry. We were like – they stuffed us in. Squeezing us barely inside the door. So we managed to get on the ferry. We were the last ones on, and we were able to get across to the Olympic Peninsula on the U.S. side. So we spent Monday and Tuesday on the Olympic Peninsula, which, oh gosh, is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Just amazing stuff over there. I mean, you have the only temperate rainforest on the planet there. You have 5 of the largest trees – well, 3 of the largest trees on Earth and 5 of the largest trees in the U.S. 6 of the largest trees in the U.S. And of course, they have those amazing mountains there that kind of controls that whole thing. And the whale watching – it was so amazing. We could have spent weeks there. Wow. But we only spent Monday and Tuesday and then drove about 10 hours back.
Okay. Wow. Cool. Yeah. If you're willing to drive 10 hours, come to San Francisco sometime.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, there's so much to see over here on the northwest side, we haven't even touched it. But
I'm told that Oregon's nice.
It is. It's great. We used to live in Oregon.
David, I think you and I should start a Touring the Pacific Northwest podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, because that's half of what this show is turning into. Get some pictures from your trip. Put it on the PHP Weekly forums. That'd be good. to do.
Yeah, well, I took, I took probably 500 pictures, and I haven't had a chance to upload them yet.
That's more than I took on for a week and a half in China.
I have a nice camera.
You beat me.
I can't help it.
I'm not much of a shutter bug, so what can I say?
I am. I'm crazy.
So that's
a good. It's a good thing I use digital cameras and not film, because I'd just be wasting all kinds of film.
So that's Vancouver. That's Joomla Day, and that's how David spent his weekend last weekend.
Yes.
The other big news was that somebody, you know, this is kind of an interesting guy. He sort of roams around on the PHPBB.com forums. This guy called Highway of Life. Have you heard of him?
I don't know. He's affiliated with the project.
He seems to know everything. But he posted on Monday, I presume from somewhere in Vancouver, he posted the itinerary and schedule for the PHPBB conference. Why he didn't just come out and call it London Vasion, I don't know.
yes, it did. It says London Vasion. Itinerary and schedule for PHPBB conference. Because some people aren't going to know what the heck is London Vasion. So
I opened so many cans of worms on this podcast just trying to sort of, you know, be a little silly or technical, and you go and stretch it out and make me wish I had never let those worms out of the box. But anyway, let's take a look at this schedule of events.
Yeah, so this is of course tentative. It's the current plan for. Yes. Remember, the events.
You see, I'm surprised you guys released the schedule this early, because noting your past plans, I thought that you guys would release the schedule the day after, the day before the event began. You know, you guys don't usually give timetables ahead of time of your plans on PHPBB. You usually just spring it on as the day of.
Yeah, we would. It's something you would expect the itinerary to be something like 9 to 10 o'clock. Something is going to happen.
I wasn't expecting you guys to release something itinerary until the day of. Because you don't release an itinerary for PHPBB releases until the day of. Whatever.
They are getting a little bit better about scheduling stuff. So you start to see a few days of leadway. So,
do you guys know how many people are going yet?
Let's see. I've kind of lost track since I went to Joomla Day, but we do have a good number that have signed up. So, but we still have
1,000.
Oh no, we don't even have that much space.
Good.
So, remember, London is very expensive to travel to, and it's expensive to stay in, and it's expensive to eat in. So, you can't really expect people like you, for example, to attend. And
anybody would like some extra cardboard boxes for staying in?
And there are a lot of team members who are not going to be able to make – or not team members, I'm sorry. There are a lot of users who would love to come to a PHPBB conference yet are not able to make this one just because it's so far or it's so expensive.
And that's why we are here.
Yeah, where it's like, you know, for example, it's going to cost about $1,000 for me to fly out to London. But if it was in the U.S., I could fly for $250 or even $200.
Yeah,
at most, you know. But so that kind of gives you an idea of.
And then all the folks in London would have to pay $1,000.
What?
All the folks in the U.K. In the U.K. would have to pay $1,000.
Right, but you know that's again why you're supposed to hold conferences in multiple parts of the world, not just one part of the world, because especially if you have an international project, you know, you're not just going to hold everything on the US because you have a lot of European members who are going to want to attend.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a lot cheaper for somebody say in the Netherlands to fly to London than it is to fly to the US.
Mhm.
So there's big benefits to being in London, and there's going to be benefits for holding one in the U.S. or Germany or wherever else.
Maybe you guys should just do two a year, one somewhere in the U.S. You can pick a new place every year, and one somewhere in Europe. Pick a new place every year.
Mm-hmm.
And as for all you guys, and as for the few team members who are in Asia, or Australia, sorry.
So now that
get some more people.
Now, of course, that we posted the itinerary, we have people saying,
I've gotten everybody over in Asia and Australia angry, and they send me hate mail now.
they want to get video and audio from the the conference. I'm sure we'll have some kind of something. You know, at least screenshots. I'll bring my webcam at least so that it'll be uploading pictures. But that's not really it. Doesn't really give you a live thing. Of course, it's always going to be better to be there. But
yes,
we're going to. I think we're going to have somebody film it. That's what Yuri had mentioned. Mm-hmm. I think is an announcement.
They'll do it. Probably won't. I doubt they would do a live stream because if you guys are already trying to figure out how to get enough internet bandwidth out to everybody, then streaming is like a bandwidth hog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. So I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Adam R. posted that he would do something. So maybe they've got some plans that I don't know
like
about.
Post it the next day or something, or however fast it takes you guys to.
No, he indicated. In fact, this was in the topic for LondonVision on 3.0 discussions. He indicated that he would do some kind of. Wait, here it is. He said bandwidth really won't be that much of an issue.
Where is he from?
Even if we don't live stream, video will be recorded and uploaded for later viewing.
Mm. He says bandwidth not an issue. I will warn you at WordCamp. The whole internet access went down after only 15 minutes. I don't know what happened, but it crashed after just 15 minutes.
Well, I don't know, but it appears that Adam has some plans to do some kind of live video stream.
More power to him.
But there will be – he said but at least even if they don't do streaming, then they will record it and upload it later.
We're doing PHP BB Weekly, yay. We don't know how we're
yes.
doing that yet. But
no, not yet.
We're still figuring out the details. It's just like they're still figuring out the streaming or not streaming. To stream or not to stream, that is the question. They're figuring out their details. We're still figuring out our details. But one way or another, we're going to be doing some kind of a live episode with you and hopefully more people over at LondonVision. And we're going to be doing it at 4 p.m. London time, 11 a.m. Eastern time on the day of. So we're definitely going to be doing streaming part of it.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. What kind of – you looked at the topic list.
Let's talk about the schedule. So the thing's going from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. over there. So it's a nice long day.
And I actually had to I extended it an hour for socializing.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's
always
like
important.
At Joomla Day, you know, that was one of the things at Joomla Day. Everybody stuck around for quite a while just talking.
Yeah,
and that was something I think Mike might have mentioned that he was like, you know, it would be nice if everybody could stop and chat for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, that would really be a good time to do it at the end after the entire conference. So
you're gonna start at 9 a.m. with the host of Z Conference. Yuri Rusko is going to open it with a 10-minute little introduction.
Actually, I think it's Rusko.
Rusko. It's been too long since I've had him on the show. Yuri, you can slap me around with a large trout later, okay? And then 10 minutes of introductions. Depends, I guess, how many people are going to be there. But I should probably warn you, it might take a little more than 10 minutes, David, depending on how many are there.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Because, you know, it was interesting looking at the Joomla Day schedule.
Yeah.
They actually had theirs quite a bit tighter than we have ours. And, you know, you're going to fudge a little bit. They ended up fudging a little bit. They went to 12:15 before they went to lunch break, but they still covered everything that they had planned.
That's why it took you so long to get on the show. We had to sort of waste time, Nils and I.
Yeah, I know. You know, what can I say? It was almost kind of like they planned it that way.
Yeah.
But I think they had some slowdown issues at the beginning because of their internet, their unexpected difficulties with
more
not getting
with the
internet.
Unexpected difficulties. This should not stream, I'm telling you.
Well, yeah. So, well, you know what like I told Brad, I said, boy, if I knew you guys were going to do this, I would have brought a spare router. I've got lots of spare routers.
So at 9:20, and you guys divide it into two parts, but pretty much from 9:20 to 10 o'clock, the lead developer, the guy with the big throne,
the big hat.
He deserves the throne.
He has a big hat.
Oh, a big hat. It's even better.
Yes.
Yes. It's even better. So he's going to first talk about the history of the PHPBB project as well as the future of the PHPBB project. And then he's going to talk about the status of PHPBB 3.2 development from with him and the development team.
Yes.
Stuff we seem to already know about.
Trust me, there's a lot that they're doing that we have no idea about, that I have no idea about.
So they're actually saving some secrets?
Oh, they've got lots of secrets, trust me. Actually, you should know that.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm starting – I guess with you, David, getting him to come on this show so much, I'm starting to get used to this glasnost from the teams, if you will. Okay. Yeah. Then
you only hear about the stuff that's been approved, but
yeah, that's right. You know, it's like you have your own little Dick Cheney going on here, saying what you can and cannot. Okay, I'm going to get in trouble for that.
You are going to get in trouble for that. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just too used to it.
Okay, so anyway,
right.
After
it's like three strikes against me on this podcast now.
I think we're up to five. Okay, so after that,
the development team continues with Nils, our very favorite Nils, talking about the Kraken assassination team for PHPBB 3.0 and 3.2. Okay, quality assurance, but you know.
Well, yeah, not just the quality assurance team, but the quality assurance in 3.0 and 3.2, and which of course, second to security, that's probably one of the biggest issues.
If it's second to security, then how come you're talking about quality assurance before you're talking about security? You got security concepts and security in 3.0 and 3.2 with Henry's Kellenved right after Nils.
No. Okay, let me back up. The single most important thing in developing 3.0 and 3.2 is security.
Yes.
The second probably would be quality assurance, just quality yes. And
– so I'm asking how come you're talking about quality assurance before security?
Well, there's no particular – I don't know. That's we just wanted Naderman to follow acid burn. That's all I think.
if you haven't noticed, David, I've been watching too much Stephen Colbert recently.
Yeah. Yes, which is actually very good because he's very good.
You bet. He had Cookie Monster on last night.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes. Apparently Cookie Monster's been eating fruit, and Colbert was mad at him for abandoning the pro-cookie agenda.
That's funny. Okay. So then, after the quality assurance.
And security concepts.
By Henry.
Yes, we talk about security a lot on this show, on this podcast. You know,
we do. It's a big issue. It's a lot bigger than people think it is, and that's of course why
I think it is. But then again, I use a Mac, so what do I care? I don't care about security.
We're just kind of used to being feeling secure all the time, and so yeah. You don't really.
Did you hear about that Trojan horse that just came out for Mac?
There's
a Trojan horse out now. There is a Mac Trojan horse.
It's been out for a while.
No, it just came out. Like a day or two ago.
There's always been a thing or two out there that could affect.
This is a real one. It has to do with the ARD agent.
I have never heard of that.
Well, go on to TUAW, and it's like one of these. It's like one of the top recent ones. It's like 12 pages back. Called. I'll give you a link. It's a big security problem that is out now. So yeah, we're not out of the dark yet.
Well, we've never been out of the dark. There have always – every software.
I don't even know what I just said. There you go. I linked you to it. But yeah. Okay. So,
every software – I can't even think of one that really has not had June 19th. Huh. There's a fix, sort of fix. Interesting.
June 19th. There must be a newer article that I missed. Oh, yeah, there is. There's a Trojan. It's like – here, I'll send you the other one. It actually is a Trojan that exploits that.
Mm-hmm.
There we are. It's called the poker game Trojan. So
Interesting.
You go from picking
– it's kind of interesting is there's lots of ways that you can make your computer, whether it's PC, Linux – or I'm sorry, PC. I meant Windows, Linux, or Mac, there's ways that you can make it insecure. There's vulnerabilities that lie in everything and anything.
Yeah. Of course, here's the thing. It's a Trojan, but it doesn't work unless you give it your administrator's password.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the every virus and vulnerability that I've ever seen for Mac, you've got to give it your password for it to work. So your brute password. I was on Windows.
If you're someone who uses a computer and is kind of stupid about using a computer, you are in danger. The rest of us smart guys are all right.
So we're working with people at work down in Texas and Tennessee and who have Windows, and all of a sudden they get a virus right in front of our eyes without having to enter any kind of password.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That just takes over their computer and, you know, without them, you know, really doing anything, it can suddenly just download it and just do it. With the Mac, of course, anything can do that as long as it has a root password, but you have to give it that access.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the big difference.
And to think we're able to do all that without a cancel or allow. You know, the only reason we're getting away with talking about this on this episode, David, is because we don't have a chat room to yell at us. We don't have team members to yell at us.
We're digressing, seriously.
This is always what happens when we're not live. We always digress.
Right, okay, like so
least digressions we've had for now. So,
right, yeah,
Yuri comes on after security concepts to talk about spam. Spam, what it is, how to prevent it, and how to handle spam in PHP BB3.
You know, and what's interesting with that, of course, we've had a lot of shows on both security and spam, both of which huge, both two very, very huge issues on the internet because for one thing, people don't realize how big of an issue security is, and that's why, of course, we get so many hacked websites. I mean, we saw, 20,000 –
how much spam there is.
Yeah, we saw, 20,000 hacked websites between January and March of this year and over some simple SQL injections. And I tell you what, browsing through a pastebin, just a random pastebin, and I'll browse through there because you could just browse through posts. And – I'll come across PHP code that 3 out of 4 bits of our PHP code contains some kind of SQL injection, at least an SQL injection, and some others more XSS and stuff like that. But 3 out of 4 contain an SQL injection. Can you believe that? I mean, it's like it's no wonder so much stuff gets hacked. People don't think about security when they're creating a website or programming. They're not thinking about that. And so really there's a lot of education that we have to do to the public to educate them about both security and spam. So those are going to be two very, very interesting topics. So then we will have our lunch break.
I'm a little worried about my own coding.
Should be. Should be comfortable with it unless you – yeah, and even myself, I'm not ever sure that I program absolutely secure.
The little coding I do usually doesn't really have much opportunities for user input.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really something I have to worry about that much. I'm so lazy. I'll just write the code to display this, to grab the stuff from the database and display it. But I will actually just go into PHP MyAdmin and write the stuff into the database manually. That's how lazy I am. I don't have time to build myself a back end. That's lazy.
Well, you have a lot of people who they're not, of course, thinking about that sort of thing when they're programming. And even you look at all the software, it wouldn't. Lots of software has security issues. I mean, Apple, Microsoft, Linux.
Yes.
Linux distros, even PHP BB3, Joomla, vBulletin. Yeah. vBulletin had a very, very serious vulnerability just released the other day. And, so it's not that they're not paying attention to security. They absolutely are. But even with these professional programmers, people who know exactly what they're doing, they know the language inside and out, and they could program it with their eyes closed. You know, they could program a whole page with their eyes closed, which I can do. It's not hard, but you still
I'm sorry.
There will be times.
I'm sorry to digress again, but I just can't resist. I don't know, David. You heard like this? There used to be this ad on the radio that was some guy advertising a service called Life Alert, or I think it was, and it was like this thing for identity theft protection so that you would not have, your what is it? So you wouldn't have your your identity stolen, your social security number stolen. And this guy who claimed to be the CEO of the place actually started each ad out by repeating his own social security number a couple of times, saying, "I dare you to try to hack into it." Guess what? It got hacked. Some guy got his credit card number from it. So they have this big, you know, multi-million-dollar guarantee that you will not have your social security number hacked. And here, I dare you to do it. Well, guess what? It just takes one person to figure out how to do it, and boom, that's it.
And not surprising, you cannot dare the hacking community. They will find a way. You get a taste of that from Mac Heist. I mean, they hide all the stuff in crazy things. Just you it's like, gosh, you would never think to look there, but you put it in front of a group of people, and you know what? They're going to find it.
Sooner or later. It
may take hours. It may take as many as days, but sometimes minutes. They'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't ever dare the hacking community. They'll find it. And that just gives them a challenge, too.
After Yuri's done, you guys have an hour-long lunch break. And then after that, the whole PHPBB team comes up to talk about how to get involved and participate in PHPBB.
Yeah, and
How do I get involved and participate in PHPBB?
You are, with the podcast. Think about it.
I know, I'm kidding.
But I think there's a lot of ways that people can participate in PHPBB that they don't realize the ways that they can actually do that. And mm-hmm. That was actually a topic that was inspired, of course, by the Joomla Day, where it's just having all these people participate and how you can get involved with it. And I thought, gosh, wouldn't that be fantastic to have something like that for PHPBB? Because I think people can participate in PHPBB in ways they don't realize they could, in ways we probably don't realize they could.
Yeah.
And,
I joined the team, who would have thought that I would be participating by doing a popular podcast?
Joomla Day, one of their big things was, what ideas do you have for Joomla? We want to hear your ideas, and not just feature requests, but for the project, for the website, for something that, some idea, any idea that you have that can improve Joomla in any way, in any aspect, we want to hear it. That was their big thing. And I think, gosh, wouldn't that be fantastic if we did that too? If we were like, you know what? We want to hear from the entire community. How can we improve? How can we change this or change that? That would make PHPBB a better project all the way around. Not just software, but a whole better project. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
What you should do is get like a suggestion box and like hand out a paper for asking for feedback to every single person that registers at LondonVasion,
Well, LondonVasion really is for that. We don't have to hand out a bunch of things, but that's going to be a great opportunity for us to really relate to the community and discuss with the community some things that we may not have touched in the past. So
the weekend after LondonVasion, I think we should have the show on, let some of the ideas work. Obviously, we'll be recapping LondonVasion. We're going to have five episodes dedicated to the event on here. I'm serious.
It's going to be a whole lot more, I think. This is going to be a big event, it's going to be fantastic.
Never mind.
Following that, Paul Sawyer.
It's the mod team's opportunity. The development team gets the morning, the mod team gets the afternoon.
Yeah, funny. I think that was a complete accident.
No love. There's nothing here about styles.
Greenweaver is going to be there. And he will represent the Styles team. Again, this is a tentative schedule, so something could change on here easily. And that was actually an open spot. We are supposed to have some Joomla Day members show up at LondonVasion. So, not Joomla Day members. I mean Joomla members. There's going to be some of the guys there. I was talking with several people there who are like, "Oh yes, I'm going to try and make it to LondonVasion." So, and I know they haven't signed up yet. So, and even myself, I didn't sign up for Joomla Day until the day before, believe it or not.
Mm.
But So
Paul talked about how to get involved with modding and mod validation and the process of mod validation.
I think he's going to take a mod and go through the entire process of validation for a particular mod. He's going to take like an ugly mod and validate the whole thing.
You going to validate it?
He is going to, yes, live. Apparently.
Wow, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So does that mean that it's going to be the first time that people, anyone outside of the team, a couple of team members, are going to get to see what the back end of the mod teams thing looks like?
It could be. It very well could be. I don't know how exactly he's going to do that, but I think it should be a very, very interesting thing for anybody who has thought about modding, who installs mods, or who creates mods, to be able to see the whole process that we go through to validate a mod.
It's a shame I can't be there, because I'm presuming that it looks that the back end looks a lot different now than it did back when I was on the team in 05 and 06.
Oh, yes. With the new website. I imagine it does.
It probably looks completely different now.
I mean, and it changes too. It's not going to stay the same as it is now. I mean, heck, we could have a completely different system by London Invasion. Mm. I don't know.
That fast? You got it quick on your feet. Or either you guys are coming up with a
remember, there's a lot that the teams do that people don't know about. So, you know, people sometimes think we're sitting on our hands doing nothing. That's absolutely not true. So
they're sitting on their hands making things for themselves. That's really what they're doing. They're doing nothing for you. I'm kidding. I'm happy.
All right, moving on. Episode's getting long.
Then David Lewis, our own David Lewis, gets to talk about the benefits of designing your site around PHPBB and how to utilize PHPBB 3 as a framework. And if you're talking about designing your site around PHPBB 3, I can't help but guess that you're probably going to mention a bit of Joomla around there too.
I don't know yet. We'll see how that goes. Let's put it this way. I don't really like PowerPoint because I think it can bore the audience too much, so it will be a very interactive presentation.
Okay, that's fine. I know a lot of people that didn't use PowerPoint.
I'll use it, but it will be sparse. It was kind of interesting. One of the things that Joomla did is, you know, some people would do these presentations where they were basically reading everything off the slide, and it's like, come on, just print it out and give me a copy.
Yeah, people need to learn how to
I don't
want to
listen to.
PowerPoint's supposed to be, like, extra. You're supposed to still talk.
Yes.
One of the best presenters at WordCamp 2007 was my now good friend, Laurel Van Fossen. She did not use PowerPoint at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Louis Landry,
she's great. She's really grabs you.
Louis Landry, who I think was probably the most entertaining presentation to listen to, he didn't use PowerPoint at all. Nothing. Not a single slide.
Exactly.
And it was way better. It was like, gosh, it would have been so much better if a couple other people had done something like that too. But
sometimes there are benefits to doing it. And, I mean, sometimes it can be useful and it can be good to, you know, give – yeah, because, you know, and quite frankly, there are some people that are more visual. They aren't less auditory, and so sometimes it can be helpful for that, and just, you know, some backup. But if you are strong enough of a speaker, you can possibly get by without it.
So, yeah,
more power to you, David.
You know, something that was funny that happened at the end of Joomla Day. There was this guy that was asked that. Lewis had mentioned something about the development of 1.6 and 2.0 of Joomla, right? And and he was an older guy, an older gentleman. And, oh, gosh, it really flipped a cork on him because he was like, what? We just got 1.5. Now you're talking about 1.6 and 3.0. The update to 1.5 was hard enough. And, you know, now he's all panicking, right, because – now they're upgrading to a new version, which means he'd have to put in all this work to upgrade to a new version. It's the same thing that we saw from people that when we announced the retirement of 2.0.
I got all my mods installed.
Yeah, so it was kind of the same thing, and they were trying to explain it, and I'm like, gosh, I just dealt with this argument. So I asked Lewis if I could talk for a minute, and I went through the rundown of basically the same thing that we've gone through on PHPBB and how each version is stepping stone and, you know, that many of the same things that I've discussed before on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay. So, what was funny about
that, there are still people running OS 9 on the Mac side. There's still people running Windows 98 for PD's sake.
Yeah. And that's what I said. I said, you know, and that was really one of our big points is that, you know, they didn't have to upgrade. They can stay at their particular version. I mean, heck, there's people running 10.1, 10.2, and 10.3, and yet I believe at least 10.1 and 10.2 are not even supported by OS X anymore.
There's plenty of people that have not updated to Vista.
Oh, yes. Well, I think that, you know, the bigger our software is, the longer the support cycle will be for it.
Yes.
So it'll be a long time before they drop support for XP.
With the exception of PHP BB 2.0, in which case it's a very short time before they decide to can it.
Yeah, and yeah, of course we went through all the reasons for that already. But anyway, so all right, so after I gave that little I got barraged with people at the end of the show who were like, "All right, we need to talk to you about PHPB." And I was like, some people were like, "This drives me nuts about PHPB." And this, I got some, it was kind of funny. It was really funny. I got support questions and myself, Handyman and Brainy were there, and we were answering all these PHPBB questions.
Tell them to call up PHPBB Weekly when we're live.
Yeah. So that was kind of comical, but
yeah. I was half expecting you to say that you're going to have all these people coming up and ganging up on you, saying, "Oh, what do you mean you're killing PHPBB 2? How dare you kill PHP?"
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Why am I the only one laughing at that? And the last thing is good old Francis Lewis, your brother, talking about building and managing a community. I presume it's
going to be... And that's going to be kind of along the lines of the book that we just did a review on.
I was just going to say, maybe you should email Patrick and see if he could send you guys a book to give away at London Invasion.
It would be interesting.
Unless he's going there himself, in which case he should present that.
Also, remember, most of these topics that are listed for London Invasion, we have a main topic speaker like, for example, Nils Adermann on the quality assurance in 3.0 and 3.2,
yeah.
Myself on benefits of designing your site around PHP 3, how to utilize the PHP as a framework. But we're just the topic leaders. There are actually going to be several people in a particular presentation.
Mm.
So
a panel in some cases.
Well, probably not a whole panel because we'll have a whole panel starting at 4 to 4:45.
Same time as our live show too, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. But yeah,
still subject to change. The schedule is still subject to change.
Yes, but that's the open panel discussion is again going to be all the team members having an open panel discussion with the community there, the members that showed up. And actually, we had Lewis Landry sort of had that sort of thing with at Joomla Day, basically the open panel discussion with everybody. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, this thing is actually so subject to change that Barack Obama might be there.
God, I hope not.
No, that's just a joke. It certainly looks to be an interesting conference, and we'll see what happens. It actually is exactly a month from now.
Mm-hmm.
We're recording this on Friday, June 20th, and it'll be on July 20th, so it's getting closer. If you are going, you might want to take some strong advice and make your flight reservations now.
Yeah, now is going to be the best time to make your flight reservations because prices won't go down from here on out. But the closer you get to the event, the higher they will go. So now
my golden rule, which I totally plagiarized from someone else, is you should reserve absolutely no sooner than 3 weeks ahead of time. And right now is the best time. It's about 4 weeks, so go make your reservations. Be a smart person, and name your – and whatever airline you pick, or you can't, I guess you'll be all right. Yeah. And anything else? Oh, yeah. If you haven't registered, phpbb.com/LondonVasion. It's easy as you can get.
Yeah, and of course you'll have the links to these topics that we discussed on the show notes.
phpbbweekly.net.
Yep.
Hopefully.
All right, so moving on, one quick last thing. I'm going to have to go in a minute, so maybe we can skip Mon Style of the Week.
I wanted to do it so badly.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah, well, all right. Well, let me just cover this real quick. I know some members on Start Your Guide spotted the 3.0.2 RC1 release.
We talked about it a bit last week, you know.
3.0.2?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, it's 3.0.2 RC1 was released. So anyway, we can see 3.0.2 is on the horizon. If you are a tester, it's a good thing to go ahead and test an RC, but it's probably a good idea to wait before updating a live site until the actual 3.0.2 stable is released before you actually upgrade a live site. So, because I know some people are like, "Heavy, have you tested it? Can I, you know, update?" And it's like, "No, that's not a good idea. Wait until the stable version comes out, because the RC process is very, very short for these minor releases. It's very, very quick. So just hang on a little bit longer. It's about to be released, so you really don't have to wait very long." So, but anyway, if you're a tester, the QA list, the mailing list, is a public list that you can subscribe to. I guess I'll have to get the link to that to Douglas so he can post that. But
okay.
You can be a tester. Pretty much anybody can test that. And, of course, they welcome the bug reports based on that.
I got a link already, but yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, this episode's gone a lot longer than we expected it would.
Probably about twice as long as I wanted it to go.
Yeah, let's go through this quickly. The mod of the week. Well, first of all, actually, I was going to mention this quickly. You know, Firefox 3 came out this week, and I've downloaded it. Part of the, you know, they tried to make a record, world record on downloading, and they got over 8 million downloads. So we'll find out if it's a world record.
Yep. But
I was curious if there was any PHPBB Firefox add-ons. Turns out there's actually one called PHPBB Canned Responses.
Really?
It's still in beta, or they call it experimental for 0.2. But essentially, this is an add-on that lets you deal with PHPBB forum software issues. And it allows you to easily insert pre-formatted responses for these issues that the PHPBB forum software has.
Interesting. You know, I think actually in I saw somebody had a Firefox plugin that enabled them to do quick edits.
That's there too. That's an older one, though. It's not Firefox 3 compatible yet. I saw that. But this is brand new. It was just released 2 days ago. It's version 0.2 by Puma Zuma. And I'll link you to this thing. It's
Okay, so how many?
Only one person has downloaded it so far.
Okay, so that's how new it is. Okay,
I'm
so
try downloading it and see what it has.
All right, so how many add-ons for Firefox are there for PHPBB?
Well, I did a search on PHPBB, and I got 11 matching add-ons.
Okay.
Not necessarily PHPBB. Like, there's an HTML validator. There's a BB code extension in here. There's one called Forum Fixer that removes avatars and images and signatures. There's the Quick Reply one you mentioned. There's one for hiding user posts on there. But I decided...
Addictive looks neat.
I thought this one looked interesting. So this will be the Firefox add-on of the indefinite time period.
I'll probably take Advanced Quick Reply Edit. Well, see, the plugins are really easy to modify.
Yeah.
So I've taken some and I've modified them to the next version of Firefox before.
Oh, okay.
So they're not that hard to do. If you see a plugin that you really like that's not on the new version, it's really easy to just grab it
modify. I'll let you take care of that. But PHPBB Canned Responses by Puma Zuma for Firefox 1.5 through 3.0. That is the Firefox add-on of the indefinite time period. Now for some real content. Let's go to our – whoops. Wrong link in the paste bin. Let's do our mod of the week. And I'm actually interested in this one because this has to do with time. And I really like time. If you've ever been to my blog, webmaster87.info, you'll notice that on the top of my blog, I have a script which I wrote all by myself that tells you what the day of the year is. And I pay very close attention to the day of the year, and that's always very exciting for a new day of the year because it's like, you know, we got to another day. And like at school, I will actually say every day, happy, today's the 172nd day of 2008. And so on my blog, you can see that, and I wrote the script, and it's for Pacific Daylight Time, and it's all time zone oriented, and so I wrote all that by myself, and so I love it. So that's why I was attracted to this mod the moment I saw it. It's actually a fresh mod. It was just validated last night, and it is called Automatic Daylight Savings Time by Martech X, and you know that. it's difficult for PHP scripts to get daylight savings time right, unless you're using like code that's only compatible with like the latest version of PHP 5.2 or whatever. But in PHP BB2, there was no daylight savings time support. You pretty much had to adjust the time zone yourself. PHP BB3 finally gave you a thing that you just toggle whether or not it's daylight savings time or not, but you still had to do it with a yes/no. This apparently uses a thing that lets users choose to have daylight savings time automatically set for them. However, according to Josh at Jelly Donut, he said it uses a certain type of method of detecting daylight savings time, so it's dependent on the server administrator to be correct. So that does mean that because daylight savings time is different for people in different countries, the United States has a completely weird daylight savings time thing now, it may not be necessarily be correct. So this may not only work so far as...
Well, they just validated it, right?
Yeah, they just validated it.
It should work.
What I'm saying is it could be different. Like, for example, London has a different daylight savings time system than the United States of America. And you remember that it was just a year ago or 2 years ago that we decided that daylight savings time should start the second Sunday in March instead of the first Sunday in April, and the first Sunday in November instead of the last Sunday in October, and all this crazy stuff, you know, something about, you know, energy policy, and it'll save energy, and I think it's a bunch of baloney anyway, but whatever. So, because it's dependent on wherever the web server happens to be, it may or may not be right. may or may not change at the time that your own country changes time. So, up to you, but it's certainly a step in the right direction for figuring out this crazy man-made invention called daylight savings time. So, but that's for you. And so automatic daylight savings time for PHP BB3 by MartechX is the mod of the week. The style of the week is one for those of you who are still stuck in 2007 within the U.S. campaign cycle. And apparently, according to Wikipedia, those of you who know who Ron Paul is, even though John McCain became the presumptive Republican nominee a few months ago, Ron Paul did not suspend his presidential campaign until just 1 week ago. However, if you are interested in Ron Paul, and I don't make I'm not making any endorsements on any political candidates on this show on one side or another, even though I'm very opinionated in my own personal life about who I like and who I don't like, it's not Ron Paul. But this theme is called Ron Paul 2008. It's for PHP BB3 by Black Raven 007. And it's, at the very least, a very patriotic colored theme.
Actually, it's kind of cool looking now. Yeah. And I have to say, too, that I'm not particularly a Ron Paul fan either. But
well, he had some good ideas. I will say that much.
Yeah, but it is a cool style. I will say that much. It's you know, it's neat. It's worth checking out, I think. You know, at least I'm sure you could easily change that.
Just change the header.
I'm sure change the header and
remove
the little saying
link,
at the top.
And then you have a sort of a patriotic style for yourself there,
which is cool.
I think the header. The thing they use for the header row, you know, with the login register link, that's a very nice font and color combination. I really like that.
Or here's an idea. Get somebody else to design a little header in its place for your favorite presidential candidate.
Douglas Bell for president.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready for that.
I don't want Pedro to win this time.
Okay. David Lewis for...
You know what? That style is only for 3.0.0. That's not even for 3.0.1.
I'm sure it works fine.
It actually needs to be updated for it to work.
Updated yourself. What happened to Mr. David Lewis, who was telling me how he could just download a Firefox add-on and easily change it to make it work with the latest version of Firefox?
Okay, now that's for my personal use. All right, if I wanted this style, I could download it and update it myself. That would not be a problem. But everybody else is going to have a problem because not everybody is a coder or style author, and you know, when they've downloaded a style,
the Ron Paul graphic, I think they can figure the rest out, and then you can find that information out on the Styles Development Forum. And
okay. Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Point is, I'm here to judge what it looks like, and because that's all I really care about. But it's a nice style, a very patriotic style, and the great big fonts at the top for all the links. That's the thing I really think that Pro Silver and Sub Silver should pick up on. Because I think that's the way it should be. So, that's the Style of the Week, Ron Paul 2008 by Black Raven 007 for PHPBB3. And all those links, including the Firefox add-on of the indefinite time period, will be linked on our website, phpbbweekly.net. And also on our website, you can find all of our past episodes. We promise PHPBBweekly 65 will be coming out, if it's not already out, a couple of hours before this episode comes out. And, of course, our forum is at StarTrekGuide.com, where all the discussion and interaction about the show continues, and where eventually you'll be able to find David's Vancouver pictures, we hope.
Yes, I will post them there. I've needed to. But hey, even for the same reason that I have not been able to post the PHPB Weekly from June 7th mm-hmm. is the same reason I haven't been able to get the pictures online.
Well,
we just arrived back from one Joomla day, and I haven't had much time because I've been trying to catch up on work. So,
if you can send me 65, I'll try to get it out before I go.
I'm actually just waiting for the show to end. I've got my FTP up and everything, so I'm just waiting for the show to end before I can upload it.
Let's end it. Our next episode will be next Saturday live, once again, episode 68, at the normal time of noon Eastern, 4 p.m. UTC time. I won't be here. David will be here. And David, do you have any idea what you're going to talk about next week?
Next week? I haven't even thought about it. I have another team member join me next week.
Could you please tell me before I go so I can get it set up on our site?
I don't know who yet. Probably Neil Thermick. If I were to hazard a guess, it would probably be Neil Thermick.
Well, I'll see if we can find out before I go, because I'm leaving in about 11 hours. I plan to sleep.
Well, it's not.
Then.
You don't have to put it on there as I've brought them on before, and.
Yeah, I have a general idea of what you're going to talk about. You know, our listeners need to know. we'll figure something out. Okay. And, of course, as always, PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, you can go to techpodcasts.com. And at long last, that wraps up this kind of longer episode of PHPBB Weekly, but we had some interesting discussions and digressions, and now we both need to get back to our lives. I need to pack, David needs to work, and we both have to get episodes ready to go. So,
and we're going to start taking bets for when the next short episode of PHPBB Weekly is actually going to be, because we haven't been able to do it, even though we keep saying we can.
I didn't hear that.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone.